Carlos Jovine. That's very cool. I like that. No wonder you won a Grammy with that album. That's fabulous. And that, ladies and gentlemen, is how you win a Grammy. You just play a guitar like that.
Maybe that should be my lecture today.
That's it. You've got
just play that.
Just play that.
Stuff like
this
that.
This is how you do it. And go out and practice.
There you go. Go get them.
Exactly.
Get to work.
You're right. There is no formula. And I was watching something that you had online the other day, talking about playing Bach. That you don't step back into the Baroque and things very often. You stay more in the modern realm. But talking about the figurations and some of the little touches you put in there and how to do it. So it's not just pick the guitar up and play. There's so much that goes into it.
There is, because each period, I actually do play quite a bit of Johann Sebastian Bach in particular, in terms of Baroque music. I've played with other composers, but I'm really very much centered on his music when I in recitals. But the thing is, whether you study music of Johann Sebastian Bach or Isaac Albéniz, the great piano music that he wrote, these wonderful little tone poems, or Pierre Boulez or whatever it is. I'm studying and performing right now the Sonata for Guitar by Alberto Ginastera. You really have to inhabit their sound worlds and their music worlds. And when I was in college, I probably listened, and I always encouraged my students to do this as well. I probably listened to music as much of it as I could, that I guess what we would call it spans the classical canon or repertoire, at least as much as I practiced. And so that when it came time to study music by, Milton Babbitt or Mario Davidovsky or something like that. I can teach that music because I listened to so much of it in college and in my 20s and even studied pieces by and performed pieces by these composers. So, it's really just a lot of it is sort of work, but that was fun work.
Well, and you talked about the sound world that you had to inhabit, and the Italians do it this way, but then the Spanish do it this way, and the Argentinians are over here, and everything is subtle differences.
And wild differences, like huge differences, in the cases of certainly going from genre to genre, century to century. The important thing is, as a young classical musician, if you can discern the difference really between, say, if someone were to play three Beethoven pieces, and then three Mozart pieces, could you tell, the difference, and that's not the easiest thing for a young, someone in their early teens to, pick out right away, unless they've been playing in an orchestra, a youth orchestra, from the time they're, five, six, 7 years old. So guitarists, it's important for them to really, get acquainted with that on a more casual level, so that they just kind of gets in your blood after a while.
That's why you brutally make them go to all of these performances and everything. They're actually learning something while they think they're just sitting there wasting time, right?
Absolutely. Don't just go to guitar recitals. I mean, those are important to go to as well, but they should be sort of a fraction of the classical music performances that a guitar student should go to.
You have your distance learning still going on. Does it continue to grow?
From last time I was here, it's grown a lot. I would say it has 50% of the subscribers that from last time I was here. It's grown by 50%. So it's huge. It's amazing. It's hard to keep up with, really, because now when you have that many subscribers, you really have to be very quick about, even just grabbing your phone and listen to them, and then quickly getting a quick lesson, even if it has to be just from your phone saying, hi, I'm in Columbus right now. Work on measures 17 and 24, practice at these tempos and break down these measures and blah, 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 all that.
Well, David Finkel did these little things with his cello, and he'd be sitting in the bathroom on an airplane and doing a little 60-second before a video to post online.
David and Wuhan are really just two of the most incredible people I've ever met. I'm so thankful to be friends of theirs and regular collaborators in the sense that they're, you know, I perform pretty often with Chamber Music Society, Lincoln Center, and thanks to them, and really their enthusiasm for the classical guitar is really helping to bring it a lot to a lot of new listeners. In fact, last May we were in Tully Hall, and we had a huge audience at Alice Tully Hall, and with, you know, Paganini Guitar Trio and Aaron J. Kernis Guitar Quintet and Boccherini, and the audience just went crazy. It was fantastic. And so their energy, I can't match it. There's no way I'll ever have that kind of, it's just, I don't know where it comes from. They just work constantly, and they're just doing so many things for classical music. It's just amazing.
You have something else for us?
Sure.
That was nice. Who wrote that?
Julian Bream used to have a joke about that on stage, which is probably politically incorrect now, but he said, that's a Chinese piece called by composer Tu Ning.
I knew I'd heard it somewhere.
I just lost like 100 Twitter followers.
There you go. They're gone.
They're like, all right, that's it. I'll play a little Johann Sebastian Bach. That's this good. Is an Allemande from the First Lute Suite.
Takes on a completely different feel, pulling Bach into your world on the guitar as opposed to the lute.
Yes, and actually that particular movement I play differently, sort of how I feel. Sometimes I'll play it a little bit more dance-like, and I think just now I played it a little bit more, just a touch more rhapsodic, or just more emphasizing the lyricism. But sometimes I like to actually just be a little bit more beat driven with it. I don't know. It just depends on kind of the mood I'm in. Maybe it's because it's early.
It's so early for me. You said, I wasn't here this early last time, was I?
I was driving here. I was like, there's no way I was playing this early last time.
Well, you have you have not just guitar with you this evening. You have balalaika, music from Russia, Spain, South America all together.
Oh, wow.
It's an 8 o'clock performance. They're calling Cultural Confluence at the Battelle Fine Arts Center, Riley Auditorium in Westerville. It's on campus of Otterbein University. And today at 4, you are speaking in that same hall.
Yes.
And the I'm gonna title tell that everybody, you've just discovered.
Yeah. I'm going to tell everybody how to build a Grammy career.
You are. And yeah. then and the other 25 minutes of the talk, you'll have croissant and coffee.
No, I'm looking forward to that.
It's going to be a good day. And today and tomorrow, the final 2 days of this Otterbein Guitar Festival. If you want details, go to otterbein.edu. You can find out a lot more about that. Jason, thanks for your time this morning.
Oh, it's great to be here. Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Always good to have you in. Come back anytime.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you, boys.
Thank you.